A new law that goes into effect at the end of the month will allow law enforcement officers in Florida to pull over and ticket a driver and any front seat passengers for not wearing a seatbelt. As part of their Operation Belts or Else campaign, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Deputy Steve Favors handed out a flyer and verbal warnings to drivers at the intersection of Dale Mabry Highway and Waters Avenue in Tampa this morning.
The information basically informed of the change in the seatbelt law, letting you know it's now a primary stop, so we don't have to stop you for another reason. It also informing you that the seatbelt itself is out here to save lives, not hurt people or to hinder you from driving or enjoying your life. It's just here as a tool to make sure that you get from point A to point B as safe as possible.
You guys are aware that the state of Florida requires everyone in the front seat of a vehicle.
While cars were stopped in the left turn lanes of northbound Dale Mabry, Deputy Favors looked for people who are not wearing safety belts. A woman who wished to remain anonymous said she was not aware of the new law as Deputy Favors handed her a pamphlet.
I think it's a good idea. And my car yells at me, so I have to buckle.
As Deputy Favors walked along the narrow median scanning for unbelted passengers and drivers, he said the response by motorists has been
very positive. The ones that I found in violation already, most of them are aware of it. They just had different reasons they forgot, or they just got in the car, they haven't had time to put it on. But for the most of it, the general public is responding to it greatly.
According to the pamphlet from the sheriff's office, since 2004 in Hillsborough County, more than 160 people chose not to wear a seatbelt and died in crashes. When the new law takes effect on June 30th, anyone not wearing a seatbelt in the front seat will be hit with a $30 fine, plus additional fees depending on the county. In Hillsborough, the total fee will be $101. On Wednesday morning, Deputy Favors gave a warning to a driver who gave only her first name, Melissa.
I saw him, and I put my seatbelt on too late, but he was telling me that there's no more warnings. So,
what do you think about that new law where you'll get a $101 ticket no matter what?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I buckle my little boy in, so why wouldn't we buckle, you know, ourselves in? Well, next time you're going to remember, if you keep spending $101 every time, soon you're going to get it. So.
Good morning. Would you like to make a $101 donation to the state of Florida?
Denise from Tampa was also not wearing her safety belt during the deputy's patrol.
I think it's a good law. That way people can be safe when they're driving.
And in a time like this where you forgot to wear it, you might have been charged $101. What do you think?
It's crazy because not everyone has jobs right now and stuff like that. So I think it's a good choice that they wear their seatbelt.
But not everyone likes the new seatbelt law, including this man who, after he was given a warning, asked to remain anonymous.
They shouldn't do it, but it's a law.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida opposed the seatbelt bill during the legislative session, but it passed and it was signed into law by Governor Charlie Crist in May. Howard Simon is executive director of the ACLU of Florida.
Do seatbelts save lives? Of course they do. Should people be wearing seatbelts? Of course they should be. That's not the issue. And I think there's been just a lot of confusion about this, and people have just jumped on the bandwagon of what I believe to be the wrong approach to encouraging people to wear seatbelts, and that is bringing in the police and bringing in the criminal justice system. I don't think that is the way to handle it.
According to Simon, expanding the authority of police to give them more grounds to pull people over could lead to racial profiling.
A common feature of police departments all over the country. A lot of what other states have done is what Florida did up until the governor signed the new law, and that is make seatbelts a secondary offense.
Simon suggests that there are other ways to address the problem. For example, rates of smoking have been reduced through education campaigns rather than by having police ticket smokers.
The last thing that we need is more basis for police to stop citizens on the road, because given the state of the law in America, if the stop is legitimate and permissible, then basically the search of everybody in the car and the car itself becomes legitimate and permissible.